Welcome to another special Friday podcast, Jim.
And Bill, this week you were caught eating curried sausages on air while Damo was with us in the studio. And the family have had plenty to say.
Geez, they were good too. And someone, you, Jim, had a birthday this week.
Yes.
And the listeners definitely had something to say. And don't forget, I've got another Friday fruity joke.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Don't forget you can listen anytime, anywhere on the Listener app, which is where you find this Friday podcast.
Now, Fat, you know that I'm not easily embarrassed.
No.
And it's...
Never. I don't think I've ever seen you embarrassed.
Well, I'll tell you when I have been, and we spoke about this earlier in the week. I used to have when I was planning to get my back injected, and so you'd go into this place.
Yep.
And it was because it's so, you know, such a dangerous part of your anatomy. When they inject your back, you've got to be very, very still.
Yes.
So you basically, you almost hug over this chair forward and they go into the, with me, it was a facet joint. They go in there with this very small needle as they're watching it all up on the screen.
Are you nude?
No, obviously you haven't got anything on the top, but no.
Why would you need to be nude?
Well, Why would I have the tangents?
Well, I mean, a good look, you hugging the chair. Nude.
Where does his mind go? Very serious medical procedure, and you're wondering if I'm nude.
Well, you are from the...
waist up.
Waist up.
Anyway, yeah. So what? Because you have to sit so still, this is where the embarrassing bit was.
Oh.
On more than one occasion, Fat...
What?
I'm doing my best to hug this thing and be really still, and then the injection goes into the part of your spine.
Yeah.
But then, Bill, nerves must be attached in there somewhere.
To what?
To that part of your back. No. Yeah. Now you think I farted.
Well, that's what you're leading to, surely. You just let one go. You're horse and carted. Well, the doctor's standing over you.
Will you shut up, Bob? So what? But so I'm trying to be still.
Yeah.
And the injection goes in, and it must have hit some sort of nerve, and it's happened more than once.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do it at the same time as talking to you. I'm hugging the chair, injection goes in, hits a nerve. Bill,
bang.
My leg started, there was, but going bananas.
Your leg.
Like flying around everywhere, and I had no control over it.
Oh, no, Jim.
And this bloke saying to me, mate.
What's wrong with
this
you?
This is a very serious place where you got to be still. I'm like, I can't control it. It's got a life of its own.
Oh, gee.
Bill, it started bouncing around the room.
What, your leg just took off?
Just blah, 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 all over the place.
Oh,
anyway, he finished and he thought I was taking the piss. He thought I was being stupid. I said, mate, I swear to you, I was trying my hardest to be as still as possible, and it just took off.
I thought you were naked, and you put the injection in, and you farted. And you were embarrassed because you let one go.
What sort of person are you? What do you think you'd go into a, you know, whatever that very specialised part of medical procedure
needle,
is,
man.
And they go, look, get all your gear off. And if you know, if you want to, you can rip a fart out. You reckon that's what they do?
Well, it hit the nerve, hit it in the back, went to the...
Honestly.
Anyway, that's good.
Yeah.
It's a Rush Hour. Triple M. JB and Bill, this is a special Friday edition of the podcast on the Listener app.
Now, Monday, Damo comes in, talks footy with us, of course, goes through all of the big games of the round and the big stories. And people like to listen because he's the best newsbreaker in football. And so it's one of those ones where you've got to listen intently to what he says. Except for Bill, in the middle of the segment, wasn't listening at all.
They've got a game against Hawthorn now, Bill, who's equally as disappointing as North Melbourne, I feel now, in the context of the 2021 season. And
what's Fat doing?
What was that?
What are you eating? Get down to the Cremorne. What are you eating?
Curried sausages, Jim, just turned up.
Oh, my God.
Have a look at that. Curried sausages and mash.
Bill, we're in the middle of a segment with Damo and you're eating curried sausages.
Exactly. They're on the specials board. I said I could have them at the creamy. Jim, curried sausages and mash.
So the feedback came climbing in because, of course, that got a run around on Instagram. Check it out, our Instagram page.
Triple M Rush Hour.
Fair Dinkum says Steve McCubbin, Fat, have a spell and never call again. Timmy McGraw, I don't know if it's ooh-ah.
Ooh-ah.
Dead said he's only on air half an hour a day. Stewie Farrell, did you just drop that food on the floor and pick it up and eat it, Fat?
Yes.
Which I find amazing. And B-Russ 97, by far the most ridiculous thing I have ever seen.
Hmm. Good on you, Bill. Living his best life. Specials, Brownless. Oh, there's good feedback. And look at, I'm not quite right, am I?
No, you're not.
I look at that picture. No, Bill, is that how I look?
You do. That's exactly how you look.
You held the sausage up to the screen.
Well, I wanted to show you. I was actually eating curried sausage.
And Bill, firstly, you've got a letterbox rather than the normal Zoom screen. And secondly, you've obviously never cleaned the lens.
No.
Because look how horrible you are.
Hey, I know. I was just looking at that, Jim. And it was your birthday during the week.
Yes.
And we put up a picture of you with a North Melbourne jumper
well,
on,
let
Jim.
Me, before you go through all the very predictable feedback, let me just point out the fact that that photo was taken, I reckon, close to 20 years ago.
20 years, you reckon?
Well, just as we started the footy show. No. When was that? 2006?
You sure?
Yep. Sure.
Jim. Well, a body of an eight-year-old girl, says Adam.
Now I've got the massive rig.
No, you have not. What?
Oh, do you want to play this again?
Yeah.
Kanga, Kanga, Kanga. Oh. Happy birthday to you, you. Today you're 53. C-O-C-K. That's cop to me.
Kangaroos. Kangaroos.
Fat.
Kangaroos.
So all of this very predictable shot that these people are saying here, they're talking about a photo that, A, Rabbits thinks is funny. He found it and put it up.
Oh, I like it.
Secondly,
it
was literally taken in 2007.
Paul Lawson, happy birthday, JB, drinks his own bath water. The halfback flank, Linguini Arms Brayshaw.
Flanker.
Body of an eight-year-old girl, Adam, said that. Happy birthday, Guns Bradshaw from Travis.
But then Samantha, happy birthday with the So, Bill, that's what you get.
With nothing, by the way.
That's what you get.
Yeah,
you get a little bit of that.
Cut the quite the rig in the under-8s jumper there, Jim. Been tanning in the fridge. Oh, they're polled into you.
They have. Yeah. And remember, so many times we would come into the Tuesday meeting for that show.
Yeah.
And they'd say to you, this is what you're doing. And we'd look at each other, didn't we, and go, this is a very bad idea. But there's nothing you could do. We all had to do it.
Well, the producers would get around and think it's funny. And how good would this be? But then when you're actually doing it and doing something stupid, like you and your
Mankini. And Bill, we would all say to them, you know how stupid we're going to look, don't you? And we're actually the people that are on the show. And they'd go, yep, we do, and you're doing it.
Only two blokes didn't mind.
Croft
and Foss.
And the old Fossil.
He didn't care, really.
No, the rest of us would look like, this is a really bad idea.
Exactly.
A very, very bad idea. Those people that were mean to me just then, they can all get stuffed.
Happy birthday.
Rush Hour, Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour Special Friday Podcast Edition. Don't forget, tonight there is the footy, St Kilda versus Carlton.
Maybe Geelong.
Yeah, sorry, Geelong.
Yes. Oh, and Fat.
Yes.
Interesting game.
Interesting
game.
Why?
Well, because your mob have had a huge win.
Yeah, huge.
One of those big momentum sort of emotional wins.
They get themselves up
So the next week, and of course, the Saints are coming back from the Gold Coast where they had to slog it out in that second half. So I think this has got interest written all over it. Just the way that both clubs respond to the game they've just had.
Actually, some good rounds of footy this weekend, Jim. Looking forward to the one over there between Port Adelaide and Western Bulldogs.
Yes.
And the other game, of course, is Melbourne and Carlton. Can Melbourne go 9 and zip?
I like it. I like it. All right. So what else, Rabbits?
Saturday Rub tomorrow and Dead Set Legends as well on Triple M Melbourne.
Investigation, a little investigation
on
the Rub. Yes.
You and Damo have got your two pinheads together over the last 2 or 3 weeks and come up with absolutely nothing.
Well, we have.
No, you haven't.
We've worked out who's calling the grand final on 7 and Triple M.
Absolutely haven't.
Well, we have.
So these investigations would want to improve.
Probably won't tomorrow, but listen in anyway.
All right, little fruity joke for a Friday.
Fruity.
Billy, won't you tell a joke now? Because you're not funny, man. At least not on purpose. Oh!
Jimmy boy, a little fruity one. I apologise in advance, I bought a new stick deodorant today, Jim. And the instructions on it read, remove cap and push up bottom. So I can barely walk today, but when I fart, the room smells beautiful.
No. Jim. That's not a props. That's an inappropriate Friday one.
I misread it, Jim.
I think you might have misread it. Geez, I haven't seen those deodorants for a while.
The old stick deodorants, they were good. Oh, here.
Sellers.
How good, Sellers?
Sellers, come on.
Big come week, Tim.
Come on.
Big week.
Finish up.
Need a holiday.